So, Brandon, obviously a tough start to the game, getting down 4-0 there halfway, but you guys had a nice burst there at the end.
Yeah, I like the response. I mean, as you said, down 4-0, it's pretty hard to come back from any team. But, you know, the boys battled hard back after that, and it's too bad the game started the way it did.
Yeah. You know, obviously tough with all the injuries, the call-ups, being a little bit depleted, especially up front. But I guess once you guys kind of got settled, did you kind of
be able to play? I mean, it's not there's no excuses. I mean, come out here, everyone's got to, you know, have an honest effort. And fortunately, to start the game, that didn't happen. Too many turnovers and, you know, lack of preparation. But, you know, as you said, once we kind of got our chemistry there with a couple of guys playing with new line mates. So, you know, it's a little bit tough. But after that, I thought the game settled in. Okay.
What did you see for the breakdowns there in the first two periods?
Yeah, there's a 2-on-1 goal there, and that turned into kind of a 3-on-1, so just kind of tough bounces, and point shot the hell you didn't see, and 5-on-3, point shot that tipped. I mean, just unlucky too, and as you said, we weren't ready to start the game, and that's what happens.
Got to be a little frustrated when you have the 29th place team come in here and beat you twice?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. They beat us twice in Iowa too, and we're by one goal. We were, you know, frustrated there. Frustrated when any team beats us, whether it's 29th or first place team. So, you know, right now we just got to find a way to, you know, to get points. And, you know, that's unfortunately not happening right now. But, you know, maybe this last period is a step in the right direction.
How tough are these next two games against Grand Rapids?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very good hockey club. It's going to be a real stiff task. And, you know, everyone's got to, you know, come up with their A game. Be ready.